The Supreme Court has delivered its first ruling on an abortion case since Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court in October. The decision reinstates a federal requirement that women who want to use a pill to end a pregnancy in the first 10 weeks must pick it up in person at a hospital or a clinic. That rule was temporarily suspended in July after the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists sued. They argued the restrictions put women at risk during the pandemic. Julia Kay is an attorney with the ACLU, which is representing that group of doctors, and she joins us now. Julia, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be on the show.
The federal rule requires women to go in person to a hospital or to a clinic to get this abortion pill. It does require a prescription, by the way. What's the effect of the ruling by the Supreme Court to uphold it?
Well, what this means is that the government is forcing patients, again, to needlessly risk contracting a life-threatening disease as a condition of obtaining an abortion. The serious viral risks associated with travel during the pandemic are exactly why the government has suspended in-person requirements during the public health emergency for other, far less safe drugs, including opioids like fentanyl.
Aren't you making a short-term argument, though? It sounds to me like you're saying when this pandemic is over, sure, it's fine if the rule goes back into effect.
Well, in this case, we are narrowly focused on the particular harms that the in-person requirements impose during the COVID-19 pandemic. But actually, the ACLU has other pre-pandemic litigation challenging the FDA's entire package of outdated, medically unjustified, and harmful restrictions on medication abortion.
Well, the court's liberal justice dissented. Chief Justice John Roberts, on the conservative side here, said the decision had nothing to do with whether the rule put an undue burden on a woman's right to an abortion, but instead was simply deferring to experts. So in other words, the FDA had recommended the in-person pickup, and the lower court was wrong to overrule them because the FDA are the experts. Does that argument work for you?
The Chief Justice's concurrence is exactly backwards. As the dissent emphasized, this was not a reasoned judgment of public health officials grappling with the pandemic. It is undisputed that the FDA never even considered the impact of these in-person requirements during the public health emergency. They have not revisited these restrictions in years, and they ignored urgent requests from leading medical authorities, including the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, to take a close look at the harm and dangers that the in-person pill pickup requirement is causing during the pandemic. They refused to do so.
Well, I know you're focusing on the pandemic here, but big picture, the question could be about a woman's access to this form of abortion. And the Trump administration, in its brief, said the rules impose no obstacle whatsoever to other commonly used and generally accepted methods of abortion and do not create a substantial obstacle to abortion. Your response to that?
That is simply wrong. Even under normal circumstances, the FDA's outdated package of restrictions on medication abortion are uniformly opposed by the nation's leading medical authorities, including the American Medical Association, because they provide zero safety benefit while burdening patients' access to abortion care. Let's be clear that the harm here is particularly grave for communities of color, who comprise the majority of impacted patients and who are dying from COVID-19 at vastly higher rates.
Is this all moot, this rule? Because there is a new administration on its way in. I mean, what do you expect Joe Biden to do about this? Anything?
We certainly hope that the Biden administration will issue guidance making clear that it will not enforce these dangerous in-person requirements during the public health emergency. The Biden administration has repeatedly said that they will follow the science in crafting policies relating to COVID-19. And in this case, all of the evidence shows that these restrictions provide no benefit at all while seriously endangering patients. So what we are calling for them to do is call for a comprehensive reevaluation of the FDA's restrictions on medication abortion to ensure that patients' access here is dictated by evidence and not politics.
Well, as I said, this is the first abortion decision since Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court. There's now a 6-3 conservative majority. And look ahead, at least 16 states are proposing laws that would restrict, ban, limit, or impose waiting periods on abortion. What do you predict is ahead using this as a guidepost, this ruling?
The court's decision in this case sends a chilling signal about the future of the right to abortion. The only possible explanation for what the court did here is to make it as difficult as possible for people to get an abortion in this country when they need one. So I think there is no doubt that Roe v. Wade hangs by a thread.
ACLU attorney Julia Kay talking about the Supreme Court's decision upholding a rule that says women must go in person to a hospital or to a clinic to pick up a pill to end pregnancy. Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Peter.